From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. This fall, the moon, sun, and earth will align for an annular solar eclipse, appearing to many onlookers like a ring of fire in the sky. And though these eclipses happen every other year or so, this one is pretty special because it will be the last annular eclipse we'll see in the U.S. for more than a decade. So joining us now to talk more about the upcoming celestial event is Brian Jackson, Associate Professor for the Department of Physics at Boise State University. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Okay, so let's just start with the basics. What causes an eclipse like this, or I guess what happens during this kind of eclipse?
So typically during a solar eclipse, the moon passes in front of the sun as seen from the Earth. And so the Earth will actually pass through the moon's shadow. Many of your listeners are probably able to watch the 2017 solar eclipse. Mm-hmm. And so they know that the moon's shadow is quite small. You got to be just in the right part of the Earth to see one of these eclipses. The difference between the solar eclipse in 2017 and the one that's coming up this year in October, the solar eclipse in 2017 was total, which means the moon completely blotted out the sun. The annular eclipse that's coming up here in October, that's going to be a case where the moon covers up a lot of the sun, but not quite all of it.
Okay. So is that how we kind of get what I said in the introduction, that kind of ring of fire then around it?
Exactly. So we'll be able to see the sun's disk around the edge of the moon during the annular eclipse.
Huh. So what states then will the eclipse be visible in? Because as you mentioned, the 2017 solar eclipse, we just happened to be in the right spot being in Idaho, but that's not always the case.
Yeah, because the moon's shadow is so small, you kind of have to be in the track of annularity, we would say, where the moon's shadow actually crosses over the surface of the Earth. And so for the October annular eclipse, the track of annularity will pass through Oregon, Nevada, Utah, New Mexico, and Texas. It'll just manage to clip the bottom left-hand corner of Idaho. So unfortunately, we're not quite in the track of annularity here in Boise, but we are pretty close. And so we'll get a very nearly complete annular eclipse as seen from Boise.
Okay, so what do you mean by that? So if we don't travel to somewhere on that track, and if it's clear, what should we expect to see just here in the Treasure Valley?
We'll still see the moon's disk crossing over the surface of the sun. So you'll be able to see this dark disk blotting out most of the sun's disk. So it'll be a little bit like the kind of the beginning and ending stages of the total eclipse from 2017. It's just that the moon will never completely blot out the sun as seen from Boise.
Okay, so I don't mean to be dumb, but I'm no scientist here. I'm assuming then this happens in the daytime because it's the sun with the moon crossing over it. So kind of, I guess, what time of day do we know the date in October that this will happen as well?
Oh, for sure. So this will happen on Saturday, October 14th. The eclipse will start at about 9 o'clock that morning. And will run until almost noon that day, so about 11:47 Mountain Time. And I should say this is all in Mountain Time, so about 9 o'clock Mountain Time, and it'll run until about 11:47 Mountain Time.
So with it being that long then, Brian, I mean, will it seem almost kind of like dusk in that time of day then?
No, because the darkest part of the eclipse will only last for about 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 40 seconds. And because this is an annular eclipse and not a total solar eclipse, it'll never quite get as dark as it did during that 2017 eclipse, at least for those of us in the path. So it will probably be noticeably dark, depending on how acute your eyesight is. If you have the proper equipment to safely observe the sun, you will see the disk of the moon blot out a lot of the sun. So this will be a noticeable event, but it just won't be kind of like earth-shattering the way the 2017 total solar eclipse was.
Okay, so you mentioned if you have the right tools. So what is the best way to view this then?
Yeah, so how do you view an annular solar eclipse? First thing your listeners should know is that there is no point during the annular eclipse when it is safe not to use protection for your eyes. So sometimes during a total eclipse, when the moon completely blots out the sun, there's a very short period where it's actually safe to look at the sun without any protection. The annular eclipse is not like that. There's no time when you can look at the annular eclipse without protection safely. What do you need? Eclipse shades. The same kind of eclipse shades that you were using for your 2017 eclipse, you need to use those here. There are special telescopes that you can use to look at the sun as well. Do not use a normal telescope because your telescope will catch on fire if you do not have the protection, if you don't have the right kind of telescope. But the same kinds of things you would use to look at the total solar eclipse, your eclipse shades, solar telescopes, you can make a pinhole projector to look at the image of the occulted sun. So there's a couple of different options.
So you mentioned the path, and I want to go back to that because let's say you really want to see this in all of its glory. You said Oregon and Nevada would be the closest to us, those areas?
Yeah. So like I said, we're just off the path of annularity here in Boise. You have to head about 3 or 4 hours to the southwest to pick up the path of annularity. And so it crosses through like Winnemucca. If folks have been to Winnemucca in Nevada, that's a good spot. There's a couple of small cities not too far from here where you could get a nice annular eclipse.
So when will we see an annular eclipse again here in the United States after this one in October?
I think the next annular eclipse that will be visible from the U.S. won't appear until 2046. So it'll be quite a while before we'll get another annular eclipse that crosses through the United States. Eclipses tend to the track of an eclipse tends to shift to the west from one eclipse to the next. And so it's pretty rare that you get an annular eclipse. You wouldn't really expect to see an annular eclipse pass through the same place one after the other. It moves around.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's good information to have. So you'll actually be talking about this eclipse coming up, right? So talk to us a little bit about this and how people can catch that.
Yeah, that's right. So on Friday, September 1st, that'll be our first Friday astronomy event here at Boise State. As your listeners may know, we host a monthly astronomy lecture series on the first Friday of every month. And this coming Friday is the first Friday of September. So I'll talk a little more about solar eclipses, this eclipse in particular. And there's a really interesting and rich history of science and associated with solar eclipses. And so I'll talk a little bit about some of that historical component as well.
So, Brian, are there any other eclipses happening this year that we should be aware of?
The next really major eclipse that's going to happen is in April 2024. That will actually be a total solar eclipse, and it will cross through the United States, kind of at a right angle to the eclipse coming up in 2023. So the 2024 eclipse in April will cross kind of up through Mexico, Texas, kind of the middle of the U.S., and then exit out through the Northeast, out through Maine. And so if folks aren't able to see the annular eclipse this October, they may have another chance to see a total solar eclipse next April.
Well, I have to tell you, I love talking about this and learning about all of this and what's happening in our skies. So, Brian, I really appreciate the conversation today.
Yeah, thanks for the invitation. Always happy to talk about astronomy.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.